Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when stress and anxiety creep in, making you feel like you're constantly on edge. We've all been there. But what if I told you there was a secret weapon to help navigate those stormy seas? It's not a magic potion or some fancy self-help guru, it's something far more powerful: self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion sounds a bit mushy for a dude like me who needs to get things done. Trust me, this isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. So, what are some ways we can cultivate this superpower, self-compassion? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your mental health game. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We're all human, folks, and that means making mistakes, feeling vulnerable, and experiencing the full spectrum of emotions. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, remember that everyone stumbles sometimes. It's part of the journey. Imagine telling a friend they're a failure for messing up. You wouldn't do it, right? Treat yourself with the same grace and understanding. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find your mind racing a mile a minute, replaying every stressful moment? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the present moment, and simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. They come and go, but you're not attached to them. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic whispering doubts and criticisms. Learn to recognize those negative voices and challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true, or would I say this to a friend? Often, the answers reveal how unfairly we treat ourselves. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life can shift your perspective from negativity to positivity. It could be something as simple as enjoying a delicious meal, spending time with loved ones, or feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. 5. Be kind to yourself. This might seem obvious, but it's so important. Treat yourself with the same care and consideration you would offer someone you love. Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and pursue activities that bring you joy. Picture this. You're rushing to get ready for an important meeting, juggling emails, and suddenly spill coffee all over your shirt. Your inner critic starts going wild. You're so clumsy. This is a disaster. But instead of letting those thoughts take over, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, and say to yourself, "Okay, it's just a shirt. I can fix this." You calmly change your clothes, wash up, and head into the meeting feeling more confident and composed than ever. See how self-compassion allows you to handle stressful situations with grace and resilience. It's like having a built-in stress buster that keeps you grounded and focused. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Cultivating self-compassion takes practice, but the rewards are immense greater emotional well-being, increased resilience, and a whole lot more inner peace. So, let's make it a daily commitment to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding. Keep in mind these 5 key takeaways. Acknowledge your humanity, practice mindfulness, challenge negative self-talk, cultivate gratitude, and be kind to yourself. These are the cornerstones of building a strong foundation of self-compassion. Ready to put this into action? Share your thoughts on how you'll incorporate self-compassion into your daily life. Let's build a community of support and encouragement. Remember, you're amazing just as you are. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.